Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast, a podcast about all the different cultures and the experiences of millennials and older Gen Z. I'm your host, Lynn, and welcome back. Now, I want you to get started with this one post that I came across that, you know, that caught my attention. So the post is from The Whole Face. And the question was, what is stopping you from going to therapy? You know, everybody's been talking about therapy, you know, wanting things to be different, whatever. So my answer was, shit, like, therapy is a whole car note. It's lower than what I was paying for a car note. But I was like, you know what? I need it, okay? So, you know, that's the only thing that was stopping me was not, I want to say the price, but I would say just like finding time. Because when I first started to go, I was like working. I think I was already done with school. Oh no, I was still in school. So like working, I was still in school, and of course, take care of my baby. So I didn't really have time, but I wish I would have taken advantage of it around that time. But it's perfect to do it now that, you know, I feel like I'm just floating amongst stuff. But that's just me. That's just me being silly or whatever. But yeah, most people complain about the price. I'm always pro therapy because sometimes, yes, you go to friends, you go to family members, but therapy is like deeper than that. Like they actually give you stuff to work on and ask you questions. And the therapist remembers certain things. They were like, didn't you say that you didn't like it when this is that and you let that slide? So, you know, it gives you stuff. I'm always for therapy, okay? Because a lot of people are out here just throwing around these same old tired phrases. And this is a new one that I found so, so funny. They were like, oh, therapy teaches you how to manipulate people. Nigga, what?
Huh?
Child, anyway, like, I just thought that was so funny. Because if anything, with my experience, therapy has taught me how to approach situations and, like, talk to people. Because me, I used to be like, really sensitive. But then, you know, I talked it out. But it taught me how to handle situations better. Like, I don't do no arguing. Like, the minute somebody starts arguing and yelling, raising their voice, like, okay, it was nice talking to you. You know, talk to me, you know. But before therapy, I'll go back and forth with them. But me, I've handled stuff differently. I'm more calm. Like, I wake up and I choose peace, okay? Because I don't have time for arguing, all that stuff. I'm trying to have a good day. Sheesh. So, in this episode, we're going to be talking about Insecure's final season and Teen Mom 2. So, Issa is giving us, well, I hope she gives us closure, okay? So, she said that season 5 is going to be the last season of Insecure. They're going to wrap it up. And everyone is like, good. And I was like, damn. But everyone was like, good, because you don't want to drag something out, because eventually, like, I want to say eventually people run out of content, or, you know, just stuff to put out there. But, you know, you want to wrap it up, especially if you feel like, though, like, you know, it's time to close certain doors. A lot of people did not like season 4. I don't know, I like season 4. It was like a good escape from what was going on currently in the world. And also, like, Insecure was back after they took their little break or whatever. But it was only, like, one episode that I was, like, not a fan of. But other than that, everything else was nice. Like, I was sitting in front of my computer because I was watching it the next day on Amazon Prime. But I was, like, sitting in front of my computer, like, talking to my computer. So I was like, don't do that. Don't do that. Just, like, I was just hyped, especially with those second to third last episodes. I was like, ooh, because relatable. It is relatable. Like, we've all been there, okay? I don't say we've all been there, but it's relatable as far as, like, you know, dating, career, you know, those situations that pop up, you know, not having no car, moving, trying to figure out what you want to do with yourself, friendship, all that stuff. Like, it's very nice and relatable. I hope that they give Kelly, at least give Kelly one episode, please. Like, it's been 4 seasons. Give Kelly her own episode. Because one episode focused on Issa. I think the whole thing focused on Issa, of course. One episode focused on Molly. Y'all had a whole episode dedicated to Tiffany. Even I do want to see more of Tiffany and stuff, like her little dynamic. But we need Kelly. Like, have an episode dedicated to Kelly, her little adventures, what she be doing, how she be talking to people. Like, I want Kelly. And the YouTube algorithm is so funny because I'm starting to see, like, Kelly from season one, Kelly season two, Kelly season three, all of Kelly's moments, season four. And I'm like, give Kelly her own, give Kelly, oh, actually, give Kelly 3 episodes. I want to see Kelly, like, because, like, that's the, don't let her be that character, the sidekick, the sa, like, well, she's not sassy, but don't let her be that sidekick character. The comedic relief, like, no, like, don't. We need, she's a main character. Everybody else is supporting. So yeah, the algorithm is showing me old clips, different clips put together, and I'm like, okay, like, are y'all preparing me? Like, do I have to do what I did for season four? Go back and watch all the other seasons? To be, that's what I think I do that every season. Like, I go back and watch old episodes, put stuff together, and then I watch the future ones to see how everything turned out. 'Cause even though the show, it wasn't that long ago, it's good to still catch up and stuff because, like, it's just very entertaining. Like, the visuals, the music. Is a whole vibe. The visuals, how they shoot their night scenes, the club scenes, the daytime. It's just so beautiful. Like, and it's just a black, it's a black show. Like, of course everybody gonna want more because we're seeing people that look like us on the screen always. So I want to know, like, what's next after the show, like, once season five is over. Like, what's next? Like, I'm not saying, like, put out something that's the same, but I'm like, I want to see, like, more movies or, like, more mini series. Shit, give me a skit, a quick 1 minute video, and I will be happy. So I do know what's next after Insecure though, because that was a nice ass show. Like, all the characters, I can't shoot. I wish some character. I wish they would have kept certain characters. Okay. Yeah, I wish I was okay. Like that TSA guy. Like, I want him to come back. 'Cause he was funny. He was funny, and it was definitely something different. I'm still shocked by, like, they had that man's whole ass cheeks out. Like, that caught me off guard. I'm like, okay, this is how we popping it off. But yeah, I do want to know what's next from not only Issa, but, like, just, like, not Insecure related, but just, like, what's next? Like, 'cause, like, everybody was hype. I remember when the promo dropped for Insecure. I was like, what? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, wait a minute. This person looks fucking familiar. Then my ass went all the way up to YouTube, typed in awkward black girl, and this was the same fucking person. I was like, holy shit. Because I remember awkward black girl ended, and I was like, oh man. So when I saw Insecure, I was like, holy fuck. I was hyped. I was happy. I tuned into every episode. Shit. Try to grabbing for more. Like watching reaction videos, watching review videos, interviews and stuff. I'm like, yo, this because I fucked with Awkward Black Girl. I really like that. And the fact that she remixed it and then brought Insecure, I was like, just be lit off of shit like that. So All right, so moving on. Let's tune into the Caucasian drama. But let me stop. So everybody's favorite person from Teen Mom 2 is leaving. I seen the re I think it was a reunion. Yeah, it was a reunion. So I seen the reunion and they were just talking to her, looking at old clips and stuff, and everybody was sniffling and crying and stuff. 'Cause she's been on there for like 10 years, over 10 years. Child, I don't keep track of this stuff. But yeah, she's been there from 17, and then like now she's about to be a couple of years from her 30s, and she's married, about to be a mom of four, done bought a house, got businesses, babies are getting older. Life is different, like for real. So I remember, and I think most people like Chelsea's character because she didn't really have that much drama. Chelsea knew how to like put stuff out there without putting too much stuff out there, and that was that. I think that's what made people like her. So I remember one episode, she was talking to her dad, and she was like, "I just want to be happy." Like she was crying, talking about, "I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy." And he brought up her child's father, Adam. She was like, "No, even outside of him, like she feel like she's not happy, and she'll never be happy." So then she started to go to therapy. So then she, of course, being young, and well, many women can relate to that, trying to like have the family thing, trying to make it work with the person you have a child by. Child, not me. Like I knew at 5 months that this is not where I want to be. So I was like, shit. But you know, she wanted to make it work. She wanted the mom, the dad, the kids, the house, the open land, you know, real country girl shit. So she was de steady trying to make it work with her baby father, and child, she better than me, 'cause he was up there like, you know, calling the child names, calling her names, just basically terrorize, like just being sh just shitty and whatever. So a lot of things that she said, I was like, damn, same. Like I understand where she's coming from. And then also I remember she was upset because like her child's father ended up having another kid by his girlfriend or whatever. And I don't know if she was upset because, no. She was upset because she was like, damn, like, you know, you barely come see your child or whatever, and you go off and make another child. And I know that a lot of women relate to that. It was like, damn, you barely come see your child, you barely come spend time with your child. You already have a child that you barely blah 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 blah, and you go off and have another one. That's weird. And especially since she wanted, you know, she wanted that family. She wanted more kids. She wanted him to do right. And she was like, damn, you go off and do right by the next bit. Like, that. But she started focusing on herself and started completing stuff. And it was good to see her, like, change. Because, like, the old episodes, like season one and season two, I believe, are on Netflix. And, like, going back and seeing how Chelsea was, like, she couldn't shake him at all. She couldn't shake him at all. So it was just so interesting seeing like where she at now, because oh, she did a lot of crying. I mean, we all do crying, but she did a lot of crying about how what she wanted, how she wanted to be happy and whatnot. And I understand like she didn't want to like do it on her own because like, you know, her parents, you know, she come from. But I guess she wanted to show her experience because I'm gonna talk about the Netflix a little bit later. But I guess she just wanted to show her experience that, like, oh, you come from a two-parent household, you come from a loving family, and whatever. And you can still end up in, like, a, you know, these type of situations because she was good. A lot of people, like, she was good. Because it wasn't about the money, because her dad was a dentist. I don't think she ever said what her mom did. But like going back and watching episodes, like her dad was like, as long as you focus on school, I'll pay the rent, I'll pay the bills or whatever. And then I think when her baby father like started to be over at their house a little bit more, she was like, no, not she. He was like, oh, if you're going to have him stay over here, he got to help out. You know, he got to pay the bills or whatever. So then they got into a whole argument because her friend was also living there too. So it was her friend, and her daughter. And her dad was like, as long as, you know, y'all focus on school, ever, he'll, you know, he'll pay the bills. But her dad was like, if your baby father gonna be there, he gonna have to help out. So then the baby father was like, well, her friend is staying here and she need to help out too. So then that's when all that shit, like that nigga, child. But I understand like where her dad was coming from, because it was like, bro, like you a whole man, like handle your business. That's something for a whole nother episode. So with the Netflix, I just one of them was upset about the older episodes being on Netflix, because they were like, oh, nobody told us about it, and they were like, oh, we're not getting paid from doing it. Like I said, Chelsea, it was never about the money with Chelsea, because like you said, she come from a good background or whatever. But yeah, Kale was like, oh, you know, I wish we knew what we knew when we were younger about contracts and whatever. I actually did like two episodes related to contracts. One of them was called Read Your Contract, I believe, and the other one was called Back to the Ranch. And I think I'm gonna do another one about contracts now that I'm, you know, it's good to do that. But yeah, she was talking about contracts, and she wished she knew what she knew when they were teenagers, you know, just teenagers signing stuff just to sign stuff. And I understand, like, after a while, they renew their contracts, or I don't know, whatever system, whatever they got going on, they renew it, they discuss it, blah, 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 blah. And I know that allegedly, from what I heard, that people who have more drama, they get paid more, they get more air, you know, they get more screen time and whatnot. And Chelsea was not, she was not with the drama at all. Like, she was basically, I would say, a little breath of fresh air. So most people started calling her boring or whatever. And it was like, she's not full of drama. Like, damn, you have a show about having children as a teenager and going on and trying to navigate life and then having more kids and bringing more men into the picture. So it's like, it's good to have someone who is like, it's good to have different sides of what like results from being having a child young, being a teen mom. It's good to have some people who choose different paths. It's called the different paths. Like, it's good to variety. Damn, where's the variety? It's good to show that anyway. But yeah, she was talking, Kale was talking about Netflix and whatnot. And it's so interesting that with there's some people who are like get paid more for their drama, some people who get a decent salary, and then you have some people who don't get paid at all. And that made me think, like, what the fuck? Like, you got this billion-dollar company, you got this billion-dollar TV network, million-dollar, billion-dollar TV franchise. I guess that's what, yeah, franchise or whatever, original content or whatever, and you don't get paid no money. Somebody's lying. But let me stop. Allegedly, one of them said that they don't get paid at all. I'm not gonna have that fine ass Florida man cuss me out. Even though he looked like he'll cuss you out, you won't know you're getting cussed out, and then he'll give you those bedroom eyes. I need to get out the house. But yeah, so like Viacom, MTV, Teen Mom 2, like what? They're not paying you? But them contracts, boy, them contracts. Anyway, back to Chelsea. So yeah, Chelsea's been there for over 10 years, and you know, she's like, I'm moving on. Like, you know, y'all got my story. She's like, I got my happy ending. But you know, she's moving on. Like, she's like, there's nothing left, because like, you know, people call her boring and stuff, and I guess they're tired of her talking about her baby father. But like, that's the reason why she's on the show. Like, she's still, even though she's had these different accomplishments in her life, and she got married and she started having more kids, she's still going to have issues with the first child's father, because you know, they're just gonna have issues or whatnot. Because it's like, you know, are you gonna be present in the child's life? Are you not gonna be present in the child's life? if you're going to be present, are you going to participate in a child's life? Are you going to do the bare minimum? Like, what's up? Like, what's with it? So she's always going to have that. And even though, child, you can move out the whole, you can move out your whole, you can move out the country. You move out the country, get married, have more kids, have, you know, and you'll still have drama from somebody else. It's so crazy. That's why people be like, take your time, because you don't want all that drama. But yeah, for her to have like this job for like 10 years from age 17 to, I think she's like 28, 29 now. I can't remember her age. But yeah. I don't even think I'm going to watch the show anymore, because I only tuned in for Chelsea. That's it. And I watch Kel, because Kel be lit. And then, like, watching Kel from the first two seasons of Teen Mom to now, I'm like, okay, I see why she is the way she is. Like, people attack her, but ooh, her background is very, it's a lot. So I see why she is the way she is. So those are just my two little mentions of those two different shows. Not much going on. There still will be a new episode Wednesday. I just wanted to give my quick commentary on those two things, well, those three things. Therapy, Issa Rae, Insecure Season 5, and Chelsea leaving Teen Mom 2. Stay tuned for another episode later on this week. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, Lynn. If you enjoyed, make sure you share. Feedback is welcome. Make sure you follow at Country Caribbean on Instagram and the Country Caribbean on podcast. If you're on Twitter and you be with the shits, you can follow me on Twitter at, I think it's underscore ALYNNB, or I will link it in the description. But thank you for listening, and see you Wednesday.